we are very concerned by the forceful abduction and disappearance of Maurice Mabior with Jock a few days ago in Nairobi. What we've learned from the family and from witnesses is that about five people approached Maurice in his home. He is a fairly well-known government critic or critic of the South Sudanese government, and ransacked the house, stole phones and also laptops, and essentially whisked him away in handcuffs. And this concerns us dramatically because it probably means that it's not a criminal. It doesn't appear to be a criminal exercise, particularly in the context of handcuffs. We've also learned from the media reports that local police have suggested it could be the anti-terrorism police unit. They have denied this, but I think the deep concern is that really his whereabouts are unknown, and we have had many cases of refugees or asylum seekers in the Kenyan context, particularly South Sudanese, who have been not only abducted but possibly returned to South Sudan, where they are then either tortured or, in some cases, like Dong and Agri in 2017, they are killed.
Yes, if we step back a little bit and just ask, who is Awing Jock and why might he have been targeted?
So it's not extremely clear his background, but we do know that he has had a experience in government, probably in one of the local governments, but he has been an outspoken critic of the South Sudanese government, and that as much as is in the public domain. But regardless of his criticism of the government, I think the important thing to recognize is that there are international conventions that stop states from forcibly abducting people and taking them across borders against their will. This UN convention has been signed by the government of Kenya, and it has been the case that he was abducted on Kenyan soil, then we should be deeply concerned. Kenya is a sanctuary nation. It is essentially a country that has committed to providing safety for fleeing citizens from its neighboring countries. And for Mabior to be arrested and abducted on Kenyan soil, I think is deeply concerning.
You say in your statement that your concern is based on what you have documented about South Sudan's National Security Service and its involvement in arbitrary arrests and detentions and other rights abuses. Can you elaborate on that?
Yes, I mean, I think, the first thing that, that we have to point out is the forceful disappearances. They destroy the basic elements of any rule of law, but it doesn't matter whether it is Sudanese law or whether it is Kenyan law or American law. But essentially, when somebody is forcibly disappeared or abducted, they deny their right to freedom from torture, legal representation, a fair trial, and any protection under the law. In fact, if anything, it actually destroys the concept of the right to be presumed innocent until you are guilty. So I think this is the major danger of this practice. In the case of South Sudan, as I've mentioned, there have been a number of cases where people have been arrested and returned against their will back to South Sudan. And I think the most infamous case has been the case of Dong and Agri in 2017.
What are you asking the authorities in Juba and Nairobi to do?
Well, first of all, I think if they have arrested him, that they should be released or at least presented in a court of law. And given that he has been arrested in Kenya, he should be presented in a court of law in the Republic of Kenya. And the second one is that if there are no charges against him, that he should be released. The third really is that both in Sudan and in South Sudan and in Kenya, we need to ask questions about what actually happens. It is not the case that either the anti-terrorism police unit or the National Security Service are not responsible for his abduction. Then we must be clear that Maurice Mabior does deserve protection under the law.